Anticipation waiting in front of the Lord.
一起来经历上帝新的工作。
To experience God's new work.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，你是带领我们走永生道路的那一位神。
Our Heavenly Father, you're the one who leads us in this new road.
主，你就是那道路、真理、生命。
You're the way, the truth, and the life.
主，你是世界的真光。
You're the true light of the world.
跟随你的人就不在黑暗当中行走。
Those who follow you will no longer be in darkness.
你2000年前来到世上，道成肉身。
You came to this earth 2000 years ago, word became flesh.
呼召一批人离开黑暗进入光明。
To call upon a group of people to leave darkness behind and follow the light.
历史历代你没有停止做这项工作，就是不断的呼召人离开黑暗归向光明。
You have never stopped this work of calling people to leave darkness and enter into light.
今天你要在我们的当中做新事。
Today you're going to do new things in us.
更新我们的眼界。
To renew our perspective.
呼召我们来更深的来委身给你，跟随你。
To call us to dedicate to you even more.
更专心的奔跑你摆在我们面前的十架窄路。
To follow this narrow road even more focusedly.
让我们今天耳朵都是开通的。
May our ears be open today.
可以听到你的呼召的声音。
To hear your voice of calling.
凭着信心来跟随你走前面的道路。
With faith, we walk this path in front of us.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
阿们。Amen.我是28岁的时候蒙主的恩典来信了耶稣。
I received God's grace when I was 20 years old and followed Christ.
那靠着主的恩典30岁的时候蒙召去做传道。
And with his grace at 30 years old, I was called to full-time ministry.
之前我读这个生物化学，读这个植物病理。
Before that, I was studying phytopathology.
那一直读到美国来读博士。
And then I was actually following my PhD degree in the United States.
虽然花了很多时间做科学的研究。
Even though I spent much time in scientific research.
但是我从来心里没有那种的感受，说我一辈子就会一直做下去。
But I never had the feeling that I'm going to do that for the rest of my life.
只是走一步看一步啊，就是来到了美国来读我的博士学位。
It's really going step by step, one at a time, and then to come to the U.S. for my PhD.
直到我30岁的时候。
Until I was 30 years old.
认识主之后两年。
After I'd known the Lord for after 2 years.
我很清楚地领受了从神那里来的呼召。
I have received this clear calling from the Lord.
明白神造我这个人在世上当完成的使命。
To understand the mission of why I was created on earth.
所以我在人生当中那个时候第一次有这样的体会，说哦，我可以做一件事情一生不后悔的。
So it was the first time in my life that I understood that there is something that I can do and I will never regret it.
所以今天我跟大家分享的这段经文呢，是我个人的很清楚的体会。
So this passage I'm going to share with you today is something that I clearly experienced in my life.
这段经文呢，是主呼召第一批的门徒来跟随他的记载。
This is a recording of how Jesus called the first group of followers of his.
在这之前，这一批的门徒是渔夫。
Before that, those followers were fishermen.
人生很辛苦。
They have a tough life.
人生也充满了各样的兴奋。
And there are also joys in the life.
但是呢，人生好像总是没有一个固定的方向，让他人生得到满足的。
But yet, there doesn't seem to be a fixed direction so to anchor their lives.
直到他们听到了主耶稣基督对他们的呼召。
Until they heard the calling from Jesus.
他们才真正找到了人生那个从神而来的那个方向和意义。
And then, until then, they finally received that calling and clear direction for the rest of their lives.
我相信今天耶稣基督要在我们的当中来呼召我们。
I believe that Jesus is going to call us today.
今天我们每一个人来到主的面前，我们的生命的阶段是不同的。
Every day, every time when each one of us come to Him, we are in a different stage in our lives.
但神对我们每一个人的心意是永不改变的。
But yet His will is never changing.
就是在我们现在所在的地方呢，向前继续迈一步。
It's really from where we are today to step forward.
对于我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹呢，向前是迈出一小步。
For some of us, it may be a small step.
之前只是停留在原地。
Before that, we were staying stationary in one spot.
现在我们要带着信心回应主的呼召，向前迈出一步。
But now, with our response in faith, we will go step one forward.
做一件你很清楚是神让你去做的一件事。
To do something that is clearly from the Lord.
在我们当中呢，有一些弟兄姐妹正面临着一些的难处。
Some of our brothers and sisters may be encountering some difficulties.
心灵中有一些的挣扎。
There may be struggles in our hearts.
一方面知道神的心意。
On the one hand, we know God's will.
另一方面呢，现实生活当中又有许多的难处在我们的面前。
In our practical lives, there are also many difficulties on the other hand.
这个时候呢，我们需要带着信心跨出一大步向前。
And now with faith, we need to step one big step forward.
在我们当中还有一些弟兄姐妹。
And then there are also some other brothers and sisters.
神今天要呼召你来专心的一生来跟从他。
That we need to focus and entirely dedicate ourselves to follow him.
甚至要改变我们人生的跑道。
And maybe we need to change the path that we are walking on.
立定心智，不做别的，来专心来跟从主。
So that we can make up our mind, so that we won't do anything else but to follow him.
所以但愿今天我们每个人在神的面前都能够听清楚神对我们个人的呼召。
So we hope that every single one of us can hear clearly his calling today.
我们先来读这一段的经文。
Let's read this passage.
经文是在路加福音的第五章一到十一节。
Luke 5:1-11.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing the nets.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
Simon answered, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来，把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men. So they pulled the boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
这段记载呢，是讲到门徒如何蒙主的呼召来跟随主的经历。
This is recording how the disciples followed Jesus.
这个事情呢，是发生在格尼撒勒湖边。
It was happening by the shore of the Lake Gennesaret.
那格尼撒勒湖呢，又被称为加利利海、加利利湖，
It's also called the Sea of Galilee.
又叫做提比里亚海、提比里亚湖。
It's also called the Lake of Tiberias.
这个湖很大，
It's a big lake.
在这个湖边呢，有不同的这个村落散落在湖的不同的地方。
There are many villages scattered along the shore.
所以有一个村落呢，就叫格里萨勒。
There is a village called Gennesaret.
所以靠近这个小村落的这个湖边呢，被称作格尼萨勒湖边。
So it's called the shore of Gennesaret for the right next to this village.
所以耶稣站在这个湖边，他都看到什么呢？
So what did Jesus see when he was standing by that lake?
这里讲说，耶稣站在那个湖边，大家可以想象那个情景哈，很多的人。不同的情况，耶稣站在那里，在那里观看。
Jesus was standing there with a lot of people crowding around him, and you can imagine that situation.
首先，他看到众人，
First, he saw many people.
许多的人来拥挤他，
Many people crowding him,
要听神的道。
listening to the word of God.
这些人是喜欢听神的道的，
These people like to listen to the word of God.
他们想听耶稣讲神的道。
They want to listen to Jesus preaching the word of God.
因为他们听过耶稣讲道，他们知道耶稣很会讲道。
Because they have listened to him before and they knew that he can preach well.
耶稣讲的道呢，跟其他的人文士讲的道不一样。
What Jesus preached is different from the scribes.
他的话语当中带有一种的能力，是他们以前没有感受得到的。
His words carry power, something they have never experienced before.
耶稣讲话里面带着一种从天上来的一种的权柄，一种绝对性。
It came with this authority from heaven, with this absoluteness.
而且耶稣讲话呢，有一种的能力，他可以穿透每个人的心。
And there is this power that can pierce through people's hearts.
借着他们所熟悉的事情，他们撒种啊，他们打鱼呀，各种各样的事情呢，让他们一听就懂。
Through things that they are familiar with, such as sowing seeds or fishing, they really understood it.
所以，越来越多的人来跟随耶稣，听他讲道。
So more and more people follow Jesus, listening to his words.
不仅耶稣能够讲道，他在讲道的时候，他还医治很多的人的疾病。
Not only can he preach, he can also heal.
所以很多人呢，就来跟随他。
So many people followed him.
这里讲说，众人都拥挤他。
Here it says people were crowding around him.
耶稣看到众人，就会怜悯他们。
When Jesus saw the people, he had mercy on them.
就不断地向他们传讲天国的福音，
Then he was preaching to them the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
因为他看到人心里面那种的渴望、那种需要，就是只有天国的福音能够让人心灵得到满足的。
He saw the needs in people's hearts, and he knew that only the gospel of the kingdom can fulfill the needs.
但是呢，这一段的重点不是在众人的身上。
But the emphasis of this passage is not about the people.
第二节说，耶稣看见两只船弯在湖边。
And then Jesus said he saw two boats at the edge of the shore.
一只船的主人是彼得的，
The owner of one boat was Peter.
另外一只船的这个主人呢是雅各和约翰。
And the other boat belonged to James and John.
这几个渔夫呢，没有像众人一样来跟着耶稣，拥挤耶稣。
These people were not like the others crowding Jesus.
他们也没有好像很渴望来听耶稣所来讲道。
They didn't seem to be longing for to listen to him speak.
他们在做什么呢？
What were they doing?
他们离开船在洗网，
They left the boat and they were washing the nets.
因为他们打了一晚上的鱼，
Because they have fish all night.
非常的辛苦。
Very tired.
但是他们呢，知道他们这个生活呢要继续过下去。
But they knew that they have to continue with that life.
今天打不到鱼，明天还要继续尝试。
they couldn't get any fish today, they still have to try tomorrow.
所以他们在为第二天的工作来做预备，他们要把网，第二天用的网要预备好，所以他们去洗网。
So they have to prepare the nets for tomorrow, so they have to wash it.
这已经不是他们第一次见到耶稣了。
This was not the first time they saw Jesus.
耶稣已经在这之前，哈，路加福音的记载，跟西门、彼得、跟约翰这些人呢，有过交道的。
In the book of Luke, it actually recorded how Jesus had interacted with Peter and others before.
耶稣在之前呢，去过彼得的家，
He went to Peter's home.
也医治了彼得岳母的疾病。
Jesus had healed Peter's mother-in-law.
所以这些人呢，是认识耶稣基督，还跟耶稣基督有一些的交情。
So actually, these people knew Jesus and they have interacted with him.
那为什么众人都来听耶稣基督讲道，这些人却没有来听耶稣讲道呢？
So why was it that all these people were listening to Jesus, but these fishermen did not?
一方面可能是因为他们太累了，
Maybe because they were too tired.
也可能是因为他们整夜劳力，没有打着鱼，很灰心，没有心思。
Or maybe they were very disappointed because they didn't catch any fish the whole night.
也有可能耶稣讲的这些道都不是新的，他们以前都听过了。
Or maybe they have heard that message from Jesus before.
现实生活的压力让他们没有心思，现在来到耶稣面前来听道。
So the pressure of the practical life made them really didn't have any motivation to listen to Jesus.
耶稣看见他们，
Jesus saw them.
耶稣知道他们当时的处境。
Jesus knew their situation.
那耶稣呢，就开始做一些事情呢，来帮助这些门徒走出他们人生的这种的困境。
So Jesus started doing things to help them to escape from that situation that they were in.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主是一看就能看透人心里面的真实的想法的。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the one who can really see into our hearts.
不管我们此时此刻遇到什么样的情况，
Doesn't matter what situation we may be in,
主都知道，
God knows.
而且主知道什么样的道路对我们是最好的。
He also knows which is the best path for us.
他也知道用什么样的方法一步一步的引导我们走向我们该走的那条路。
He also knows in what way he can lead us step by step to go onto the road that we should be on.
所以耶稣看见门徒的需要，他就先上了彼得的船。
So when Jesus saw the needs of the disciples, he first got on Peter's boat
请他先帮一个忙，
to help ask for his help.
让他们暂时放下所洗的网，来帮他用他的船，用他们的船来让耶稣基督做一个讲台，对众人讲道。
To leave the task of washing the nets temporarily and then to use the boat as a pulpit for his preaching.
主也请他们在旁边等候。
And Jesus asked them to kind of wait on the side.
他在那里专心地向众人讲道的时候，门徒在旁边来陪伴。
The disciples were accompanying him when he was preaching to the crowd.
之后呢，耶稣就吩咐他们把船开到水深之处来下网打鱼。
And after that, Jesus asked him to sail the boat to where the water is deep.
让门徒更深的去认识他，经历他是怎样一位知道万事的主。
So that the disciples can truly experience how he is the Lord of all things.
当门徒的信心被唤醒之后呢，就进一步的呼召他们来跟随他，一生做得人的渔夫。
When the faith is waking up and they can call him to become the fisher of men.
耶稣基督知道万人的需要，
Jesus knew the needs of all people.
他也知道你我的最深的需要。
He also knows the deepest needs of you and me.
他在不断的呼召我们，让我们来接着跟随他，让我们的人生活得更加的精彩，更加的丰盛。
He called each of us to follow him so that we can live a more abundant life.
有一首诗歌啊，我第一次听的时候，我不是太喜欢，
There was a song when I first listened to it, I didn't really like it.
因为这首歌的歌词很好，但是那个曲调呢，初听起来就是很沉闷。
The words, the lyrics are very good, but the melody was kind of boring.
这首歌的名字就叫撒网的人。
The song is called The People Who Spread the Net。
他说：“漫长人生旅途中，忧愁常常围绕你。”
In a lifelong journey, sadness frequently surrounds you.
终日捕网又撒网，不知何去又何从。
All day long mending and spreading the nets, we don't know where we came from or going to where.
这个歌词写得很好。
Is there very good words in it?
用这个简单的这个撒网捕网的这个经历呢，把人生的那种的无奈描述出来。
And using this analogy of mending and spreading the nets to kind of describe the helplessness of our lives.
所以这首诗歌我多听几次以后呢，我就琢磨出来，原来那个作曲的人呢，他是故意把那个曲调弄得好像很无奈的一种的感觉。
After I listened to it for a few times, I really understood why the author of this song kind of make the melody kind of somewhat boring.
因为那个音乐配着这个歌词就是让你我来思想，人生好像就是处在这样一种的无奈的状态中。
And it's really through the words and the melody together to help us truly understand the helplessness that we are in.
我们花很多时间去撒网捕鱼。
We spend a lot of time to spread the nets to catch fish.
就像这些渔夫一样，无论我们的工作是搞科学的、搞研究的，还是搞文学艺术的。
It doesn't matter what our profession is, we may be in science, in engineering, or other kinds of profession.
我们做的这些事情呢，很多的时候呢，会让我们很兴奋的。
A lot of times when we do our work, there can be times that we get very excited.
我们有了新的发现，或者我们有了新的作品，我们有新的事情发生，我们就觉得，哇，我们做的事情很有意义，很得满足。
There are new things happening, new productions, new discoveries, and sometimes we got very excited that we have this kind of meaning in our work.
为了要做好我们的工作，我们要做捕网的工作。
To do our job well, we need to do the task of mending the nets.
我们要去读书，要去上课，要去预备自己。
We need to study and prepare ourselves.
工作当中呢，我们要做不断的这个在工作当中一些的培训，让我们的工作可以越做越好。
And we need to do continuing it so that we can do it better and better.
所以就像这个撒网捕网渔夫所做的啊，代表几乎是每个人做事的一种的状态。
So the fisherman is doing mending and spreading the net. It's like representing what every one of us do.
但是日复一日，年复一年的这样的做下去的时候。
But yet, day after day, year after year,
常常有一种的声音就会在我们的心灵当中不断的来问我们。
And there will be this voice constantly asking us.
到底我们在做什么？
What are we really doing?
我们的一生就是这样在捕网、撒网、维持生活这样的一种的状态当中进行吗？
Are we truly maintaining our lives daily through this mending and spreading the net?
人生的意义，那真正的方向在哪里呢？
What is the true meaning of our lives and direction?
他的副歌就唱说，你可知道神爱你，你可知道神爱你，他带领你，扶持你，爱你。
In the chorus it says, you know God loves you, he leads you, he upholds you, he loves you.
在副歌里面强调有一位爱我们的神，知道我们的处境。
Here it emphasizes that there is this God who loves us.
他爱我们才会来呼召我们。
Only when he loves us will he come to call us.
他爱我们才会来找我们。
Only when he loves us will he come to seek us.
因为他爱我们，要让我们的人生活的不是这种无奈的状态，而是真正的有意义，让你心灵得到真实的满足。
Because he loves us, he would want to make sure that we're not in this helplessness, that we would truly live a fulfilling and meaningful life.
所以他要用他的爱来呼召我们走我们可能以前都没有想象的一些的道路。
In love, he's going to call us to walk on this path that we have never even imagined.
就像当初神呼召这一批渔夫跟随他做门徒一样。
Just like Jesus called this fisherman to follow him.
今天神也要呼召我们来跟随他走神给我们设定的那一条的道路。
Today he's going to call us to walk on this path that God has set for us.
我们看看门徒是怎么回应的。
Let's look at how the disciples responded.
门徒回应主的呼召呢，分成三个阶段。
The disciples responded in three stages.
他们先从信心的一小步开始随从耶稣。
First, they started with a small step in the faith.
在这个故事当中呢，耶稣上了彼得的船，请他把船开得离岸边稍微远一点，作为一个讲台为耶稣所使用。
Jesus entered onto Peter's boat and asked him to sail the boat to where the water is deep so that he can use it as a pulpit.
耶稣上了彼得的船，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
He got into one of the boats that belonged to Simon and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
耶稣好客气啊。
Jesus was very polite.
耶稣是谁啊？耶稣是天地的主宰啊。
Who is Jesus? Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth.
世界上的一切都是他造出来的。
Everything on earth was created by him.
但是当他要使用彼得所拥有这艘船的时候，他是用一种很客气的口吻请他来帮忙。
But when he wanted to use Peter's boat, he was asking it very politely.
当然彼得要克服一些困难，他在洗网，他在做别的事情。
Now, Peter has to overcome some difficulty because he was washing the nets and doing other things.
他这个劳力一个晚上蛮辛苦的，需要休息的。
He has been tired, working all night and was very tired. He needs to rest.
但耶稣呢，请他这个时候放下他那个时候所做的事情，来帮耶稣一个忙。
At that time, Jesus asked him to lay aside the things that he was doing and to help Jesus.
彼得很好哈，当时他就顺从随从了耶稣的请求，来照着耶稣的请求去做了。
And Peter was very good. He complied with Jesus' request.
这是向前迈出跟随主的脚步的一小步。
And that is a small step in his faith.
不是太困难。
It's not too difficult.
只要我们愿意都可以做到的。
If we're willing, we can do it.
就像我们开布道会，请大家把这个单张发出去。
When we have an evangelistic meeting, we ask you to send out flyers.
每个人都可以做到的。
Everything can do it.
想想你身边的那些的朋友家人还没有信主的。
Think about those surrounding you, friends and family who have not believed in the Lord yet.
就把同工们已经设计好的非常漂亮的单张，就转发一次，可能几分钟的时间就发出去了。
The colleague will take you a few minutes to forward this flyer that the coworkers had designed.
可能有的时候会请你，主会请你帮忙去参与一些的服事。
And sometimes we ask you to participate in some ministries.
无论是主日啊，帮忙去放这个 PPT, 做 host, 还是带诗歌啊，这些事情只要我们稍微花一点的时间和努力都可以做到的。
And we're asking you to be showing PowerPoint or lead songs or MC. If you spend some time, you can do it.
但是你要跟从。
But yet, you need to follow.
有这样的机会主摆在我们的面前。
When there is this opportunity that God has laid in front of you,
也很客气地请我们去帮忙
and also politely asking us to help,
我们不要错过这样的机会
we should not miss those opportunities,
因为这正是我们开始跟随主的一小步
and that is the first step in our following Jesus.
如果你每次都能这样带着信心去踏出一小步的话
If every time you can, through faith, step up that small step,
这样走下去，你就会更深的跟主走更长的一段道路。
And then you can more deeply follow this longer path with the Lord.
在我们当中，可能一些弟兄姐妹，神要请你做的一件事就是接受洗礼。
And maybe some is asked to have that baptism.
刚刚信主，还没有受洗。
You just believe in the Lord, you have not been baptized.
那圣经告诉我们很清楚的，跟随主的第一步跨出的就是奉主的名接受洗礼。
And the Bible clearly tells us the first thing that we do after we believe in him is to have that baptism.
对于有些弟兄姐妹，可能神请你做的事情就是加入教会，成为会员。
And maybe for some of you, it may be to be accepting the invitation to become a member of the church.
成为教会大家庭的一个成员，而不再是旁观者。
to become a member of a big family and not just be a bystander.
有些人神让你做的，请你做，可能就是参与奉献，把你的金钱的一部分拿出来奉献给神所使用。
And maybe some of you are asked to offer some of your money.
当你愿意这样踏出一小步，而不只是坐在原地，站在原地，只是听，只是拥挤耶稣的话，那你就开始了这个信心跟随主的旅程。
So if you're willing to go on that small first step, then you're not just stationary, but you're going on this path of following him.
许多人在拥挤耶稣。
Many people were crowding him.
但只有那少数的几个愿意听从主的吩咐，照着主的话去行的人，才真的成了主耶稣的门徒。
But only those who are willing to follow his request and go on those steps, would they only they become the true followers.
这是我们跟随主的第一个阶段。
And that is the first stage of us following the Lord.
叫做随从耶稣。
We are complying with Jesus.
当我们走出第一步之后呢，神就带我们走第二个阶段。
After the first stage, then we will go on to the second stage.
第二个阶段叫做依从主的话来踏出的信心的一大步。
And that is to follow him with a big step.
在这里讲，西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话就下网。
Yep, Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
主借了他们的船来向众人讲道。
The Lord used their boats as a preaching pulpit.
讲的什么内容，圣经没有记载。
The Bible did not record what he preached.
因为耶稣讲到的内容并不是这一段的重点。
Because the content of his preaching was not the emphasis of this passage.
这一段的重点是主如何呼召这些的门徒来跟从他。
The emphasis is how Jesus called his disciples.
所以路加记载这一段的时候，很仔细，把耶稣讲的话、门徒讲的话都记载在这里。
So when Luke recorded it, he made a lot of efforts to record what Jesus said between him and the disciples.
耶稣讲的道，一句话带过，他讲完了道。
And about his sermon is really only one sentence.
然后他就对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
And then he told Simon Peter to sail the boat to where the water is deep and to let down the net.
从彼得的回答来看，这件事情呢，他做的一开始是很勉强的。
From the response of Simon, you can see that he was unwilling.
他很尊敬耶稣。
He respected Jesus.
称耶稣为夫子。
He called him master.
把他当作老师一样 来看待，尊重他。
Treat him as a teacher.
但是呢，西门也很坦诚地把他的处境跟耶稣解释。
But yet, he was also very openly explaining his situation.
耶稣让他这个时候去把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Jesus asked him to sail the boat to where the water is deep and let down the net.
彼得从心里不愿意做这件事儿。
Peter was not willing to do it.
他说我们整夜劳力。
We work hard all night.
一个晚上没有休息。
We didn't rest entire night.
现在很累了。
We're tired now.
我们知道什么时候是打鱼最好的时候。
We know what is the best time to catch fish.
是在晚上。
Is at the evening.
因为晚上那个鱼因为光线的缘故，他们都不在湖底，他们都跑到湖面上来。
Because of light, all the fish would come out to the surface of the lake.
我们这些有经验的渔夫，我们都知道晚上打鱼是最好的。
All of us who are experienced fishermen know that the best time is at night.
现在天都亮了。
Now, you know, the sun has risen.
鱼因为光线的缘故都沉到湖底了。
All the fish has gone to the bottom of the lake.
这时候打鱼是白费力气。
If you're trying to catch fish, it's a waste of effort.
而且鱼它有不同的这个洄游的这个路径。
And also they have a different path of how they want to swim.
我们试了一晚上了。
We have tried all night.
知道这个时候鱼不在这里。
We knew that the fish is not here right now.
你现在又让我们去开船去打鱼是白费啊。
If you ask us to fish right now, it's really just a waste of time.
而且主耶稣，你知不知道，撒一次网是花很多力气的，
And do you know to spread the nets is really a lot of effort?
那不是一个人能做到的。
It's not something that can be done by one person.
我要叫着我的同伴跟我一起下去打鱼的。
I need to call my partners to go do it with me.
我现在刚刚把网都洗好了。
I have just finished washing the net.
呀，这也是很费力气的工作。
And that's also that something that requires a lot of effort.
如果我现在去再去撒网，我回来还要再把网这个洗干净再用的。
If I have to spread the net again, then I have to wash it again.
彼得没有讲出来，我想他心里已经这样想，他说：“主啊，你是夫子，你是老师，你讲道在行，我们是渔夫，打鱼我们在行啊。
And then maybe he also thought, even though he didn't say it, that you are a teacher, you can preach very well, but we are the fishermen.
”所以彼得在这个时候，他实在是没有感动去打鱼。
So right at that time, Peter really didn't have the motivation to go fish.
如果我们做事只是凭着心里的感动的话，啊，就像彼得一样，当初他100个不情愿去打鱼。
So if we are like Peter, it's just based on our emotion, our inclinations inside, we really didn't want to go fish.
好多弟兄姐妹有一些不好的习惯，
Many brothers and sisters have this bad habit.
我们听清楚神的呼召和话语的时候，不是马上去回应。
When we heard the clear calling of the Lord, we don't immediately respond.
而是说，我去等候神的感动。
Let me wait for the God's motivation of moving me.
很多弟兄姐妹在跟随主的时候，卡壳就卡在这里。
Many brothers and sisters, we get stuck at that stage.
信主1年、2年、10年、20年，一直停留在一定的阶段，就是卡在这里。
And they have believed in the Lord for 1, 2, 10, 20 years, and they will be stuck in the same point.
有的时候我们不需要感动的。
Sometimes we don't need to be moved.
我们需要依从主的话，
We just need to follow his words.
就是照着主清楚明白吩咐的话去行。
To do what he have clearly taught us.
当你依从主的话的时候，你就会在这个过程当中感动起来。
When you obey his words, then in the process, you'll be moved.
好多时候，弟兄姐妹在等候说：“我不明白为什么耶稣这样讲，这样吩咐。”
And many of us says, I don't really understand why Jesus called us to do that.
我们一直要坐在那里想，先明白神的话，再去遵行的话，你就错过了很多的机会。
If you really want to just sit there and wait until you really understood it, then you're going to miss many opportunities.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们想更深的经历主的话，像彼得这些渔夫，他们能够突破生命的界限，阻碍，经历上帝的那个神迹的话，我们必须要踏出第二步，就是依从主的话。
If we want to truly exceed where we are and truly experience him like the disciples, we need to follow his words.
不是凭感动，
It's not based on our emotion or how we are moved inside.
也不是基于说我一定很清楚明白前因后果，主为什么这样讲的原因。
It's not really all the way understanding the exact reason for his words.
而单单的就是出于相信主的话，依从主的话，照着他的话去行。
And it's really believing in his words and following her in his words and then do exactly what his word says.
这是彼得当时做的。
And that's what Peter did.
他虽然有100个不愿意，他说：“但依从你的话，我就下网。
Even though he had 100 unwilling, but he said, well, because you say so, I will let down the net.
”他一旦下网就不得了。
But once he laid down the nets, and it is really surprising.
他就惊讶到一个地步，他说：“哇哦，讲这句话的人不是一般的人。”
And he was so surprised that he realized the one who said those words is not someone who is usual.
耶稣不是渔夫，
Jesus was not a fisherman.
他打鱼的方式我们是学不来的。
The way he fished, I can never learn it.
他知道鱼在哪里，
He knew where the fish was.
他知道鱼出现的时间是什么时候，
He knew where the fish may appear.
而且他只要讲的话，在人经验这个积年累月的我们这些的所做的事情都被改变了。
All the things that we knew as a fisherman are totally changed by what he says.
你只要照着他的话去做，没有错的。
If you do according to what he says, then you can never go wrong.
这些老渔夫有了这一次打鱼的经验以后，他们都惊讶得不得了。
All these experienced fishermen, after this episode, they were totally surprised.
在最不可能的时间，在最不可能的地方，他们竟然打到他们人生打到的最多的一次鱼。
In an impossible place, in an impossible time, they catch the most fish.
单单是因为耶稣讲了这句话，让他们去做，他们就做。
Because they follow what Jesus told them to do.
大家有没有觉得他在这个时候是在勉强彼得和这一批人，在做他们本不愿意去做的事情？
Jesus was begrudging these people to do what they're unwilling to do.
耶稣讲话很不客气。
Well, Jesus is not that polite when asking them.
他提出的要求有一点不近人情，好像有点不合常理。
And what he requested seems like is really not that reasonable.
耶稣不是不知道门徒们很累。
It's not that Jesus didn't know that they were tired.
耶稣不是不知道他们有一点灰心丧气了。
It's not that he didn't know that they were disappointed.
正因为耶稣知道这一切
，But because Jesus knew all of that，
耶稣才勉强他们去做一件事情
，And that's why Jesus begrudged them to do it，
让他们带着一点点的信心踏出更大的一个信心的一步。
So with the little bit of faith they have, they can step go forward a big step，
从而他们不再灰心失望。
So that from then on they would not be discouraged，
从而他们可以走一个全新的人生的道路。
So that from then on, they can follow this brand new road.
因为他们这种的勉强的服侍当中呢，做事当中呢，正经历了他们以前没有经历的事情。
Through this begrudged service, they experience something that they have never experienced before.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们太客气了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we're too polite.
当然，我们彼此啊，互相尊重，彼此客客气气的讲话做事是应该的。
So of course it is proper for us to be respectful to one another.
但我们不得不说，有的时候我们就是在这种客客气气的当中呢，丧失了很多神的恩典。
But yet sometimes in this politeness, we have wasted a lot of opportunities from God.
耶稣有的时候呼召我们做事，让我们做一件事情，不是我们最方便的时候。
Sometimes Jesus calls us to do something that is not at the most convenient time.
也不是说我们真的心甘情愿的愿意去做的事情。
And it's not something that we're truly willing to do.
但是神要带我们有所突破的时候，他常常会勉强我们做一些事情。
But sometimes God wants us to go beyond where we are, and he may be just begrudging us to do something.
看似一些不合理的要求。
And look at it, sometimes it looks like something is unreasonable.
正是神给我们的机会。
Is actually an opportunity from God.
经历神迹的机会。
To experience his miracles.
这是我们要踏出的第二步。
And that's the second step we need to follow.
第三步，主耶稣基督更深地呼召他们要来跟从他。
And then thirdly, Jesus asked them to leave everything and follow him.
一旦彼得认出在他面前讲话的这位神是知道鱼在哪里的那位主的时候，
When Peter realized that this is the Lord who knew where the fish was,
他就撇下一切来跟从主。
He left everything and followed Jesus.
彼得以前跟从主吗？
Did Peter follow Jesus before?
他以前也跟从主。
He followed Jesus before.
耶稣第一次见到他的时候是给他改名字那一次。
When the first time Jesus met Peter, he gave him a new name.
那耶稣在这之前也曾呼召彼得和他的同伴来跟从他。
And also at that time, Jesus called him and his companions to follow him.
但之前跟从的时候，他们都不是专心的来跟从耶稣。
But in that previous following, they were not focused on following Jesus.
跟一跟，又回家去打鱼了。
They followed him a little bit, and then they went home and fish.
认识耶稣是夫子，但是呢，没有真正的认识耶稣是那个主宰。
They knew that Jesus is a teacher, a master, but they didn't realize that he is the Lord.
但经历了这一次打鱼的经验之后呢，他们就不一样了。
But after this episode of fishing, then everything became different.
这里讲说他们就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
Here it says they left everything and followed him.
不管今后耶稣走到哪里。
It doesn't matter where Jesus goes from now on.
是到水深之处去打鱼呢？
To go to where the water is deep to fish?
还是跟他一起去耶路撒冷呢？
Or to go to Jerusalem?
明知在那里有危险。
Even though they knew there was danger there,
他们也要跟着耶稣基督去面对那个危险。
They still want to follow Jesus to face that danger.
当他们认定耶稣是这个主宰以后，
When they confirm that Jesus is the creator,
又听到耶稣这样清楚的呼召说，从今以后，你们得人就像你们以前得鱼一样。
And to hear that clear calling that from then on they will be fishers of men,
他们就放下一切来跟从主。
So they left everything and followed him.
彼得原来的名字叫西门。
Peter's original name was Simon.
彼得这个名字呢是磐石的意思，是耶稣给他取的名字。
The meaning of the word Peter is that he's the rock, and that's the name that Jesus chose for him.
这是第一次彼得见到耶稣的时候，耶稣就给他改了名字。
And that was the first time when Peter met Jesus, Jesus gave him this new name.
这记载在约翰福音第一章里。
It's recorded in John 1.
在整本的路加福音里面，要么称他做西门，要么称他叫彼得。
In the entire book of Luke, either he was called Simon or he was called Peter.
只有整本的路加福音只有一处称他叫西门彼得。
There was only one place in the entire book of Luke that he was called Simon Peter.
就是我们今天读的第五章的这一段。
And that was in that chapter 5 that we read today.
为什么在这个地方不是称他西门，也不是称他彼得，而是称他为西门彼得呢？
Why was he not called Simon, not called Peter, but called Simon Peter?
西门代表什么？
What does Simon represent?
西门是代表他是以前是做渔夫的。
Simon represented that he was a fisherman.
彼得代表什么呢？
What does Peter represent?
彼得代表磐石，代表教会的根基。
He represents the rock, the foundation of the church.
从西门一个渔夫变成彼得，成为将来建立教会的根基。
From a fisherman to become the foundation of the church.
那个转折点就在这里。
And that changing point is here.
就在路加福音第五章第八节。
Is in Luke 5:8.
因着他更深的经历主之后，
After he more deeply experienced Jesus.
他说，主啊，我是一个罪人。
He said, Lord, I'm a sinner.
主啊，请你离开我。
Please leave me.
他有点不知所措。
He really didn't know what to do.
因为他突然认识到跟他讲话的是天地的主宰，主耶稣基督。
He suddenly realized that Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth.
他不知道他下一步该走什么。
He doesn't know what his next step should be.
他甚至提出一个很有意思的一个请求，说，主啊，我是罪人，所以请你离开我。
He has this very interesting request. He said, I'm a sinner, please leave me.
但他意识到面前的耶稣基督不再只是一个夫子，只是一个讲道的人，而称他为主耶稣。
He realized that this person in front of him is not just a master or a teacher, but now he's actually his Lord.
因为他认出耶稣是主。
When he realized that Jesus is Lord,
他的人生就改变。
His life changed.
就从过去的西门渔夫变成彼得教会的磐石。
He changed from Simon the fisherman to Peter, the foundation of the church.
他就撇下一切来跟从主。
He left everything and followed Jesus.
他们有说，我只是一个渔夫而已，我能做什么呢？
He may say, oh, I'm just a fisherman, what can I do?
他说，他没有对主说，我不行，我没有恩赐，我不能做什么。
He didn't say to Jesus that I really didn't have any talents, I can't do anything.
而是他知道，在主没有难成的事。
But yet he knew that there is nothing that is difficult for the Lord.
他没有说，哎呀，我有我自己的人生计划，我的工作，我的退休，我都想好了，那我要把这些都放下，我的未来怎样？
He didn't say, well, I have all these plans for myself, I have my career, my retirement, what I'm going to do to leave all those things behind.
他没有说，我已经上了岁数了，我已经有家庭，有孩子，那我跟从你的话，我这一切怎么办？
And he didn't say, well, I'm advanced in age, I have all these children and family, what am I going to do when I follow you?
他们有推迟说我已经老了，你还是呼召那些年轻一点的人来跟随你吧。
He didn't say, "I'm old. Let's. Why don't you call someone who's younger?"
他是放弃了一切来跟从耶稣，
He left everything and followed Jesus.
从此走上了门徒的道路。
And followed the path of a disciple.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在处在人生的不同的阶段。
Brothers and sisters, we are in different stages of our lives.
无论是我们的年龄、我们的家庭的背景，
Our family background or our age are all different.
无论是我们在现在很辛苦的工作，还是已经退休了，
Maybe some of us are still hard working in our career, or maybe we retired.
神都希望在我们现在的阶段向前迈一步。
God always want us to step forward in where we are.
有些人需要去随从耶稣。
Somebody needs to go follow Jesus.
有些人是需要做一些的更大的努力，踏出更大的一步去依从耶稣。
And somebody needs to follow him with a bigger step.
那有些人需要放下一切来专心的跟从耶稣。
And somebody needs to leave everything behind and follow him.
我相信主最近在我们当中做这样的呼召的工作。
I know that God has been doing this work of calling among us.
我也在神的面前祷告，希望弟兄姐妹能够像当初的彼得这一批的门徒一样，去回应主的呼召。
I've been praying that we can be like Peter responding to the Lord's call.
今天有三位同工呢，为我们做见证的。
Today there will be three coworkers giving us testimonies.
他们在最近的服事当中经历主的同在和大能。
Through their recent experience, they have experienced God's mighty power.
那我下面就请Alice 姊妹、彭长老和 Sylvia 姊妹呢，来为大家来分享。
Alice, Ephraim, and Sylvia will be sharing with us.
我先把时间交给 Alice 姊妹。
Start with Alice.
好的，弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在传福音的上面主耶稣要他的门徒得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus wanted his disciples to be fishers of men.
那我觉得一直以来我是那种在岸边钓鱼的。
I feel like for a long time I've been like a fisherman on the shore.
那很优雅的一甩鱼竿便待在岸上等待。
Very elegantly, I'll be having my single rod fishing for a fish.
在岸上呢是我的舒适区，我的 comfort zone.
On the shore is my comfort zone.
那我不是没有传福音哦，因为我是有鱼竿在手，悠闲的在等待着。
It's not that I don't preach the gospel, but I'm like this kind of like very carefree fisher.
但是主耶稣呢，却要门徒，也就是我们这些所有跟随主的人，把船开到水深处。
But yeah, Jesus asked for all of us who followed him to be moving on to the water where the water is deep.
离开岸边，离开我们的 comfort zone, 上到船上。
To leave the shore where our comfort zone is and go onto the boat.
在水深之处下网打鱼。
And spread the net where the water is deep.
我深深感到神的丰盛祝福乃在水深之处。
I truly feel that God's abundant blessing is where the water is deep.
叫顺服他呼召的人在那里经历他的同在、恩典和大能。
If we obey him, we will experience his mighty power.
在已过的八周当中，我参与了幸福小组的事工。
In the last 8 weeks, I joined in the ministry of the happiness group.
这对我来说是一个放下在岸边钓鱼，上到船上，和一群好伙伴们把船开到水深之处，一起下网打鱼的经历。
And this experience for me is like leaving the shore and going to the water's deep to co-work with a group of co-workers.
船行进的动力和方向是我们的祷告。
The motivation and the power driving the boat is our prayers.
在马里兰福音教会幸福小组是一个崭新的传福音的方法。
Happiness Group is this brand new way of preaching the gospel for MGC.
我们从来没有做过，因此更加的依靠主。
We have never done it before, so we make us rely on the Lord more.
因为主是我们的罗盘，在前面带领我们前行。
Because God is like our compass leading us forward.
我们就是这样的一起同工，专心依靠主，一周一周的前进。
So we truly rely on God and go forward week by week.
幸福小组是一个团队的侍奉。
The happiness group is a teamwork ministry.
我们九位同工，每一个人属灵的恩赐，十八般的武艺，在这个服事当中都派上了用场。
We have nine co-workers, and we have all kinds of talents that we put forward in this group.
在每个星期日幸福小组那一个小时的聚会中，真的感受着幸福和快乐。
And in that hour during the Sundays, that eight Sundays we have, we truly experience God's blessings.
虽然我们每一个同工要花费许多的时间来预备信息和见证，也要熟练破冰的活动和诗歌。
Even though many of us have to spend many hours to practice in our sharing and our messages, as well as our icebreakers and singing.
但是每一次都经历到神甜美的同在，辛苦也就不算什么了。
But every time we experience God's presence with us, all that work doesn't really hurt us that much.
主耶稣说，我的轭是轻省的。
Jesus said that my yoke is easy.
在幸福小组这个团队里面，有着一群好同工们在这里同负一轭。
So we have this good, great group of co-workers to bear the same yoke together.
服事中就不觉得担子重，因为彼此互相的帮补。
And because we help one another, so the burden is no longer heavy.
记得轮到我放诗歌的那一次聚会，突然出了状况。
I remember when I was supposed to share song, somehow a situation came up.
那诗歌的视频冻结在那边，无法播放。
The MP4, file that I was using suddenly froze.
那在我的手忙脚乱之时，我就听见 Stanley 弟兄说
，And then when I was kind of not knowing what to do, I suddenly heard Stanley saying,
"Alice, 要不要我帮你来放？"然后他就补位来播放。
And he said, "Well, Alice, you want me to share the song for you?" And then he would just immediately then fill up that gap.
这真的让我松了一口气，聚会得以继续的进行，没有受到打岔。
So then I immediately felt totally relieved, and the meeting was not interrupted and went on smoothly.
那么在幸福小组的服事当中，同工之间的默契也渐渐的被培养了起来。
And all the coordination among all the co-workers have been built up gradually.
对，当我在信息里面临时穿插一问一答的桥段的时候。
And then also during my message, and suddenly I have to go through and inject this Q&A time in it.
被指名的同工啊，马上及时的回答。
And those who are kind of pointed to say that you need to respond, they immediately responded.
这个传球和接球之间充分表现无暇的默契，连我自己都感到很惊讶。
And I was truly surprised of how smoothly we conduct this whole point of passing the ball and receiving the ball.
在船上撒网捕鱼不是一个人可以做的工作。
To spread the net and catch the fish is not something that can be done by one person.
而是需要同伴同心合力的把渔网撒下去。
We need companions who are united to spread that net.
那么鱼儿买了网的时候，再齐心合力的把渔网拉上船。
And then after catch the fish, then we will kind of haul the net on together as a team.
所以得人如得鱼的工作不是靠一个人做的。
So to be fisherman man is not the work of one man.
而是要有同心合意的伙伴们一起来做。
And you need united companions to do it with you.
幸福小组就是这样的一个福音团队。
The happiness group team is really that kind of team.
我们的神是 El Shaddai, 全能的神。
Our God El Shaddai is that Almighty God.
以色列人不过红海，怎么可能看见并且经历神的全能呢？
If the Israelites didn't cross the Red Sea, how can they experience the mighty power of God?
同样的，圣经上所说，福音本是神的大能。
And similarly, the Bible said that the gospel is the mighty power of God.
我们这些神的儿女，若不离开 comfort zone, 进到水深之处，怎能经历神福音的大能呢？
For us children of God, if we don't leave the shore and go toward the water is deep, how can we experience the mighty power of God?
所以我深深觉得就是让我们快来撒渔网。
But I feel that we really need to quickly go spread the net.
同心合力的传福音。
United in preaching the gospel.
来经历神奇妙的作为。
to experience his mighty power.
看鱼满了网，看神把得救的人加给他的教会。
To see how God would add people to his church.
带下一艘幸福小组福音之船起航的时候。
In the next ship that is going to sail for the happiness group.
心中被神的呼召感动的弟兄姊妹们，期盼在船上看见你。
I hope to see you all on that boat for those who are called.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢 Alice 的分享。
Thank you, Alice.
下面我们请彭长老来分享。
Elder Peng will be next.
I will now use English, then I will use English. 我只要在我的舒适环境里支持他们，看着他们去做便行了。近几年来，我经历了神奇妙的大能，在几次死亡的边缘里经历了神的医治和拯救。这些经历使我思想到神在我身上有什么目的和什么计划，为什么让我存留在这世界上。感谢神让我在幸福小组里借着弟兄姐妹的同心服侍，看到了传福音的急迫性和我错误的观念。在过去，我很多时候在不信主的人面前不敢让他们知道我是个基督徒，更不要说向他们传福音了，因为担心被他们排斥。使徒保罗说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。在以赛亚书里面神说，你们是我的见证，神在我身上所行的奇妙医治和所彰显的荣耀大能，我不能不说。我不但要传，还要向人见证主耶稣基督十字架的胜利所带来的盼望。所以传福音不是牧师和传道人的专职，也是我们所有基督徒的责任。传福音是团队的侍奉，我们要互相扶持，彼此代祷，有在前方服侍的，也有在后方祷告的。在传福音的事工上，没有旁观者，都是参与者。我们必须要一边传福音，一边在福音的真理上扎根，随时随地传扬福音。圣经说，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，要用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。圣经告诉我们，不要单单听到，也要行道。现在是我们该离开我们的舒适环境，走出去的时候了。我们要出去为主打那美好的胜仗。不要担心自己还没有装备好，还不够厉害去传福音。马可福音告诉我们，不要预先思虑说什么，到那时候赐给你们什么话，你们就说什么，因为说话的不是你们，乃是圣灵。我们要开始传，才会变得很厉害。只要我们肯摆上，神就能使用我们这些不平凡的人为他成就大事。Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commissioned us with a great commission, but I did not take this to heart. I always thought that spreading the gospel is a task of the pastor and missionaries. All I have to do is sit back, relax, watch and support them from my comfort zone. In recent years, I had experienced God's wonderful great work in my life. He had healed and saved me from the brink of death numerous times. These experiences leave me wondering, what is God's purpose in having me continue my life in this world? I am grateful that through my involvement with the Happiness Small Group Ministry and through the wholeheartedness in serving the Lord of our brothers and sisters in the ministry, I have come to realize the urgency of spreading the gospel and also see the wrong perspectives I had. In the past, There were many times that I'm afraid to let people know that I am a Christian for fear of being despised. What more for telling them about the gospel? In the book of Romans, Paul tells us that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the mighty power of God to save all those who believe. In Isaiah, God said, "You are my witnesses. I cannot sit back and ignore the great things God had done for me. Not only that, I will tell others about the birth and death of Jesus Christ and how his resurrection and victory on the cross brought hope to mankind." This is why spreading God the gospel is not the job for pastors and missionaries alone. It is what we all Christians should do. Spreading the gospel is a teamwork effort. We support each other continuously, and there is no bystanders, but all are active participants. Those in the back pray and support those in the front line. We witness for Christ on one hand, and on the other, we continue to grow and take root in his word. The Apostle Paul tells us in Timothy that we must preach the word, be prepared in season or out of season, rebuke and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. The Bible tells us that we must not be listeners of God's word alone. We must also be doers. Now is the time for us to leave our comfort zone and reach out to fight the victorious battle for Christ. Many would say that I am not yet well equipped to preach the gospel. In the Gospel of Mark, it reminds us that we should not be concerned and premeditate about what to say, but speak what is given to you when you speak, for it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Spirit speaks through you. We don't have to be great to start preaching God's word, but we will become great when we start preaching the word. As long as we are willing to offer ourselves, God will definitely use us to accomplish great things for him. Thank you.
谢谢彭长老，我们请孝耶姊妹。
Thank you, Elder Pang. Sylvia, next.
弟兄姐妹早。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
听了牧师的讲道，也听到弟兄姐妹的分享，彭长老和 Alice 的分享，我真的是知道神的灵在感动我们。
I know that God's Spirit is moving us after listening to the pastor's prayer and the sharing of our brother and sister.
因为我的见证真的就是呼应了他们刚刚前面说的。
Because my testimony is truly responding to what they said previously.
我写的主题就是说什么是呼召。
And my theme is really what is a calling.
哥林多后书三章六节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。经意就是圣灵。
Because in 2 Corinthians 3:6 it says, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
2019年夏天，我探访高雄福气教会的幸福小组，很受激励。秋天我又在纽约接触了七阶的培训，仿佛看到神的大手在做连结的工作。
In the summer of 2019, I attended the Kaohsiung Church of Blessed and Blessing, and I was greatly encouraged. And then later that winter, I also attended the training of the seven stages in New York, and I felt that all these things are coordinating together.
真的，我们信的这位全知全能的真神，他启动的事，他必继续，疫情阻止不了。
We know that the work that God has started,he's going to continue, and the pandemic is not going to stop it.
去年七月，教会安排了许多弟兄姐妹参加了三阶的培训。十二月初又开始幸福小组传福音的事工。
In last July, we started the training for the third stage of the seven stages, and then also then we started the training for the happiness group.
深深感到神在我们教会预备人心，要行奇妙大事。
I really believe that God is preparing our hearts to do mighty work in our church.
记得我以前在教会总坐在一定的区域，
And I remember that in the past, I always sat in the same place in the church.
那是走路大堂，面对讲台，第三排靠右边走道的位置。
I always sat on the right-hand side along the aisle on the third row.
一坐就是几十年。
I've been sitting in that same spot for decades.
直到神把我拉出那个位置。
Until God took me out of that seat.
去年当我上三阶课程，又和 Stanley 弟兄及有负担的弟兄姐妹一起启动幸福小组，我就经历神的同在。
I experienced God's presence with me when I attended all the training for third stage as well as for the happiness group and witnessing Brother Stan and other co-workers.
几个月下来，圣灵帮助我们培养了默契，更燃起我们要陪 Best 们读圣经，兼顾这些属灵幼苗成长的心智。
And for a few months, we've developed that understanding within the team and also give me the conviction to help our best friends who are new in their faith.
希望这些朋友们都能相信这个珍贵的福音。
To hope all these new friends can truly believe in the precious gospel.
认识大使命是神给每一个基督徒的呼召。
To realize that the Great Commission is for every single Christian.
从一开始就快乐地传福音。
From the beginning, we'll be happily preaching the gospel.
不要像我当年一坐不动几十年。
And not be like me to be sitting there stationary for decades.
感谢神借着福气教会杨牧师提醒我们。
I thank the Lord that he used Pastor Yang of that blessing and blessed church to remind me.
传福音是我们的使命，而使命是一生要做的事。
To preach the gospel is our mission for our entire life.
我们彼此鼓励，把神的话活出来。
We encourage one another to live out God's words.
一起上船打鱼到水深之处。
Get on the boat, move on to the water where the water is deep, and fish.
感谢神。
Praise God.